This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do 2 a.m. on Sunday, the clocks kick back, right? So you get that extra hour of sleep. Some people do not like the idea of the fallback. They don't like what happens after you fall back with time. It's the whole thing about daylight savings time in the United States and the whole thing about sunrise and sunset and the arguments about when you want it to be dark and when you don't want it to be dark. The arguments may end because the last time we might have to move clocks could be in March of 2023, depending on what Congress does with a little old bill that's making its way through both chambers. If it does, in fact, get passed, then we'll just stay once the clocks spring forward in March of 2023. It's confusing. I mean, it's confusing time-wise, when you're talking to people, right, from different areas. As you know, on this show, we get people from all over the world and all over this great country in our authors' segments telling their great stories. And often I find myself, and here's a little tip right at the beginning of this, going to timeanddate.com. Because when you're not sure, you go there and you can look up any city, any place, anywhere in the world. Boom, done. And you know exactly what time it is. All right, there are certainly a lot of serious things happening in this country besides the reminder about time. We've got, the midterm elections coming up. Did you vote? How many people have voted? We're getting closer and closer to 30 million early voters. And I'm not surprised by that. That's a solid number. It's up past a little bit the 2018 numbers in some of those areas. And it's a question of what's going to happen where. There could be a big changing of the guard, so to speak, when it comes to the Senate, when it comes to the House, a little bit tougher, but could happen there too as well. In other words, there just might be a sea of red. Republicans are pulling ahead in a couple of races where it looked like maybe the incumbent, who's a Democrat, was going to stay. So there's no question the Republicans could make a big switch here. And part of that is because of the one thing that unites us all, the pain. I say this all the time, but there's no clever, creative other way to wrap this up in some silly riddle. We hate getting screwed with groceries prices. We do. We hate having to pay more than we make because you're trying to stretch, and then you work, and you're not happy. You get that burnout thing going on, right? Bravo in a way to some of the younger people who are doing what they want to do. So you're in your 20s, I don't like this job anymore, and I find something else. Because we live in that era where that can happen. But the problem is there's so many people that fall into that middle zone where you have kids, where you have responsibilities, where you got to make some dough, right, me? And it's just not working out. It's not working out because you're getting clobbered with inflation. And that really hits you at the store. It really hits you when you pull up to the pumps. It hits you in a lot of different ways. And then, oh, by the way, if you were trying to borrow money, forget about it because you pay through the nose right now with the interest rates that have gotten bumped up once again. So are you going to pay on a 30-year mortgage and get excited about paying 7? No, I don't think so. I don't think you're going to get excited about that because then you start to multiply that number and it's a number that is just way, way too high. So to me, so much of what we're going to see when people come out and we hear in these exit polls, yes, there are other things that are happening in our world, and there are a lot of hot button issues, but the main thrust is the economy. And that goes into things like mortgage rates. It, when your rate is too high, you can't, you either walk away, you can't sell the house that you needed to sell or you thought you needed to sell. You know, it's that cycle. Wanting the rates to dip below 7%, and they're going a little bit in a way. It did dip a little bit below 7 this week. It's not boosting the housing market because it's the declining buyer demand because they don't want to pay that high price. The average 30-year fixed rate mortgage might be 6.95%. But what are you paying ultimately because of that rate? You're paying way more than you would have paid this time last year, right? And if you're averaging around 5 or 6, that's one thing. You start to get higher than that. And people remember the good old days of 3s. And when that's stuck in your head, you just can't shake that loose. And so to me, a lot of what I really believe is happening, just the very first thing that people are thinking about is they can't afford to live on what they're making. And even if they get a little bit of a bump, that it's not enough to cover what ultimately they have to pay. And so if they voted early or if they're voting on Tuesday, this is what's stuck, I think, in so many people's minds. So the prediction is that, you know, the Democrats really could lose some of those tight House races, which could be up to 60. That is a huge number. 60. Wow. Even Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan chopped up his own party because of a lack of support. He was so critical. He said poor strategic political decisions and general leadership. And he was alluding to the lack of support from the party in his battle against Republican J.D. Vance in Ohio. Ryan said the National Democratic Party has never really been good at strategic political decisions. And he said, thank God I have enough experience that I built this campaign not needing them, and we really don't want them at this point. So here he is saying he's fighting for his political life. Oh, no, they're terrible. On the national level, forget it. And that race is so tight. Vance has a 2.7 percentage point lead, according to 538, which I think is a great source of crunching numbers and looking at polls. So they're neck and neck at this point, right? And you look at so many of the other areas where it's tight, not just Ohio, and you look at Ryan as the good example of the incumbent. He's served 10 terms. And he's even suggesting that Joe Biden shouldn't run for re-election. And, of course, the Democrats aren't happy about that. So, you know, he even challenged the Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, for party leadership in the House. But what he says, I think, is really true, that the Democrats aren't great strategically at helping their candidates. And they're seeing that that's going to come back and bite them in some of these tight, tight races. Coming up this hour, we're going to have the mailbag plus a special mic drop moment. Hang through. Coming up next, some odds and ends you won't believe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Imagine testing positive for COVID 411 days. I mean, do the math. That's over a year. And yes, it's true. There's a 59-year-old man who was, he had a weakened immune system after he had a kidney transplant. So that's pretty scary, right? Now, this is over in London, not here in the United States. And he's apparently believed to be one of the longest living patients with the persistent COVID infection. And early on, he struggled to get rid of an early variant of the bug. And he kept, you know, they had to test him. He kept testing positive, positive, positive for COVID. And luckily, he just tested negative. I mean, that many days, especially in a situation which he was medically, so now you're concerned, and that severe illness, the being infected, that's not good. And luckily, he was able to break out of that cycle, but he first tested positive in December of 2020. So think about COVID and when we were all talking about this. So 411 days to shake it. And there was a whole cocktail of drugs that were used to treat him that apparently worked. But he is the longest, they believe, the longest living patient with that persistent COVID infection. You know, it's now it's become old hat for people. I'll say people who don't believe that they have anything like a weakened immune system, where somebody's supposed to go somewhere and they say they test positive. They're feeling a little like their throat is killing them, or they feel like they're getting a cough. And then someone says, well, you know, everybody has tests now, just test. And they test, and then it turns out that they have it. But that's one thing. In his case, a whole different deal, right? I can't imagine how scary that would be in his particular situation, but to have it that long and keep, you know, testing, it would be crazy. King Charles now is, you know, he's known kind of for his dry wit. And I think now that he's king, it's like, I'm king now. I'll say whatever I want. And I think he has that decorum where he can hold back, but he certainly can let it loose too. And Charles apparently revealed that he's related to Vlad Dracula. Yeah. So one of the Hobbit stars who finished the film Dracula Untold, when he met the Prince of Wales, who was the Prince of Wales at the time, he revealed to Luke Evans, who's the star, that he said, you know, I, funny enough, I'm related to Vlad Tepes. And he thought he was joking, but he went through his lineage, his ancestry, and sure enough, he was. So if you don't know who's that, Vlad III ruled a former territory of Wallachia, and he killed thousands. They called him the Bloodthirsty because he impaled so many people. In fact, author Bram Stoker used Dracula for the title of his 19th century novel, as you know. And King Charles is the great-grandson, 16 times removed, of Vlad the Third. And if you look this dude up, he was a 15th century Romanian ruler, and that's why they called him Vlad the Impaler, or Vlad Dracula. Oh, he is. The portraits of him are frightening, let's just put it that way. So who knew? I wonder if ever the Prince of Wales went to costume parties and he dressed up like Dracula. And no, really, I'm related. I'm related to Dracula. I am. There's just so many places that I could go with that. There's so many jokes about that. But interesting, right? That's what happens when you know your ancestry. And, of course, they know their ancestry when you're royalty. The rest of us pay for it, and we go find the leaves and the clues and everything else, and then find out crazy things of things we didn't know about people that were cousins removed and what our DNA tells us. And it's just amazing what you can find out now. Sometimes it's a little chaotic, and sometimes it gets a little bit messy too. I had a friend that was not related to Dracula and did not have any royal blood, but found out that she had a brother. And the family, it was because one brother they didn't know about took a DNA test, and her real brother, there's two of them growing up, did the testing too for the ancestry thing, and they found out that there was this match, and sure enough, then the story comes out that the father came back from war and didn't want to marry the woman and said he would support her in another way. She had the baby, and the baby is the brother. But they didn't know the brother until he was like 40-something. And it was all because of this ancestry thing. So we all know how that unravels. And I guess all that started first on some of those crazy shows like the Maury Povich show, Who's the Baby Daddy? But this is beyond that. Now we're finding out things where we're just interested in who our ancestors were and how you can trace that all back. But like I said, if you're of royal blood, they've already done the work for you. You don't have to worry about it. How about BB coming back? Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu returning to power in Israel after the PM concludes. So the former British Prime Minister is ready to do it again. He is the head of Israel's most right-wing government after winning the national election. You know, he was so popular, and people wanted him back. So there was this crazy gridlock that was going on there, and there, of course, like so many other places, there were a lot of problems with everything from the legal system to what's going on with the Palestinians to what's going on with the closest allies of Israel. And Israel on Tuesday had its fifth election since 2019, and in a race like the previous four that was seen as a referendum on Netanyahu's fitness to rule because he's facing corruption charges, it ended in a deadlock, but he managed a campaign that gave him the edge over the opposition, who was a little bit divided and disorganized. So there you go. I had a feeling you could kind of tell that, okay, I think there's going to be a change back to where they were. I think there's going to be a change back to Netanyahu. Let's just put it that way. How many of you listening to this show pick up the old newsprint? Do you ever go to the store and say, you know what, I feel like getting a newspaper. I feel like getting, you know, having the physical copy of the Wall Street Journal or of Investors Business Daily or of the USA Today or whatever your local newspaper is, if it's still surviving. There's hardly any newspapers anymore that are really just stomping on it. But one of the biggest publishers has decided to stop printing Alabama's three largest newspapers and make them only digital. So now we've got lots of local papers closing across the U.S., and this is a big one. Advance Publications owns 24 newspapers, as well as the Condé Nast magazine empire, which is huge. And they're saying, we're going to end print versions of the Birmingham News, the Huntsville Times. I know there's people listening that get some of these. And Mobile's Press Register. We're going to do that in February because they're saying the print side of the business just doesn't make sense in Alabama. The print readership of all three papers has been shrinking. Their combined circulation is 30,000. That was earlier this year. But it's nothing compared to what it was like a decade ago. So a decade ago, 260,000 was about what the circulation was. Now it's down to 30,000, right? That's huge, huge, huge. Since 2005, the U.S. has lost more than a fourth of its newspapers, and they're on track to lose a third by 2025. So journalists get laid off, but there's also the print operation people. They get laid off. Print production is a big deal. And so there'll be 74 people that will be out, 36 focused on print sales. You know, there's going to be some people that will be out of a job. And people don't read papers, and the cost of printing the newspaper is out of control, so it doesn't make economic sense. Mailbag next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that 99% of the Benton Harbor's water service lines have been inspected and replaced with new copper lines if lead or galvanized pipe was found, promising an end to the city's water crisis. Residents were forced to use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth because of lead contamination in the tap water.
Tesla battery contractor is breaking some ground. Lance Pry has the latest.
Tesla battery cell supplier Panasonic broke ground on a new lithium-ion battery manufacturing plant in DeSoto, Kansas. That's a suburb of Kansas City. Panasonic is planning to mass produce the battery cells by March of 2025. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, we are popping in the mailroom right now. And there's a flood of the virtual stuff near us, so let's grab up some of these. This one from Max, who says, wow, Kate, this crazy inflation that's not just in the U.S., but what's happening globally, you worry that how many of our allies are going to see economic crashes. And they're already struggling, along with how far do we go in that direction? Will we really hit a recession in 2023? So even if people are doing okay now, they truly might not be doing so okay once we get into the new year. I certainly hope that's not the case, but I'm like you. I've heard you say that you're an optimist, so it's tough to think in those negative terms, but I know that there are a lot of financial pieces that I've been reading lately that talk about how challenging the situation is, and it could lead to hyperinflation. Yeah, you know what that, they're talking about? I know what you're talking about. They're saying that we're heading toward some financial, like hedge fund managers and other financial people are saying that we're headed toward the worst financial crisis since World War II. I mean, just even hearing that gives me chills because I know exactly what that means. Look, we've been through, there was a big crash in 1987, too young for me to really feel that boost, but I definitely felt the 2008 global financial crisis. Yeah, banks too big to fail. And that was terrible. And a lot of people lost a chunk of retirement then because of what happened with the markets. And in this case, when we look at everything globally and what's happening with supply chain disruptions, the pandemic, obviously, what's happening monetarily, what's happening politically speaking, which, by the way, is also in the United States, but overseas. Hyperinflation is an ugly word, but and saying it'd be the worst since World War II is frightening, my friends. Let's hope that they are wrong, those that are predicting the doom and gloom. But thanks for that, Max. You're right. It is really disheartening to think of that, right? All right, let's move on to Peter, who says, Kate, it is ridiculous what's going on with politicians being targets. I mean, the Pelosi thing, I'm not a Pelosi fan, but certainly I would not want to see her taken out. That's just asinine, ridiculous nonsense. And it turns out that the guy wasn't even from the United States. But now we're seeing other things, like you have election workers wearing flak jackets, which is ridiculous. You have candidates' daughters that are almost killed in North Carolina after a guy with a gun opens fire. I mean, come on. What in the hell is happening to us? It is frightening. I mean, I've said the things that you just talked about there. I mean, that's what's the message. And it is interesting that the Pelosi attacker was a Canadian. He's in the country illegally from Canada. And he had this list, this rambling list of people that he was going after, by the way. Not just politicians, like a professor was on the list, and there were some other people that made the list that had nothing to do with politics. But the fact that you have people that are working polls that feel like they have to wear flak jackets and they get threatened, wow. Pretty soon, is there going to be anyone to work those elections? And then they're... That becomes the problem, right? Everything starts to unravel. So when I hear things about politicians being threatened, and we see it, violence is, of course, over the line, no matter what, you know, period. Frustrations bubble over, but yeah, no, that's not, it's not who we are. It's not. All right, we move on to this one from Trent, who says, Kate, I don't know if you heard this story or not, but there has been, of course, some craziness going on. And certainly when it comes to politics, but looking at some of the wars, the verbal wars, some of the ads, some of the outrageous claims, some of the threats. I just don't know where we go with all these threats. I understand frustrations, but the threats, see, here we go again, the threats make no sense to me, threatening violence. And why would somebody with a family put his family in danger as well? Because now they go to jail and they have children, and we're seeing that really ratchet up, you know, over and over and over again. And it's time to put an end to all of this insanity. As I say it, I don't know, with these homegrown threats, I don't know how you really do that. I don't know how you really say you can completely tamp that down, because we know that the list of homegrown threats and violent extremists has really just multiplied over and over and over again. And, you know, there was that outcry of, if you see something, say something. But how many people are going to say something and put their own lives on the line? So we get the same, you know, come back to the same problem. Look, you're right. The homegrown theater is ridiculous, how the public is threatened, public safety is threatened by these armed militias that not people who are armed, because I'm not against gun rights at all. I think people have a right to guns, absolutely. I'm saying people that are out of control, that are targeting people, that are threatening people, that are intimidating people, that are extremists. I mean, whatever the extremist, whoever the extremist is, it's not good. I mean, it's, look, Republicans and Democrats reject that idea. And it should be a bipartisan endeavor, because Republicans have been threatened too, not just Democrats. Lately you've heard about that more, but it's certainly not. And you've got, you certainly have an effort to try to figure out what can we change and how do we not, I mean, how do we turn a blind eye to, when we look at ISIS or other foreign terrorists that need to harm us, how do we turn a blind eye to homegrown terrorists that are threatening? And the answer is, we got to figure it out. We can't. And that's why they're on FBI list. And that's why if something is extreme and wrong, then you definitely should say something if that is the case. Absolutely. Because we know what that can lead to. Now, like I said, in the case of the Paul Pelosi creep, he was an American. He was Canadian, who initially was legally in the country, and now it is illegally in the country. But and his list included so many different kinds of people. It wasn't just politicians, you know, either. All right, North Korea, that was on the mind of Amy, who says, Kate, what's up with North Korea and all the tests? I heard you go through them, and it scares the bejesus out of me. And mentioning the fact that you know someone who has a young lad over there serving, and he was telling her that this is war, Mom. Yeah, they're playing war games on both sides of the North and South line between the two Koreas. And the real thing, of course, has not happened, but the U.S. and South Korean warplanes are out there. There's like 240 of them that were led by F-35s that were configured for both air forces. But that was retribution because of the volleying, the volley of North Korean missiles and cannon shots. I mean, they kept going on Thursday, launching an intercontinental ballistic missile that could theoretically carry a warhead to the United States. Now, it didn't fly over Japan. That was initially what we feared again, but to try to intimidate the U.S., of course, and our allies in Asia, Japan and South Korea. That didn't happen this time, but they certainly were lobbing them up there, and the sirens were going off and all of that would normally happen. I think with Kim Jong-un, who knows? Anything is possible, unfortunately. It's more than saber rattling. I just don't know what the end is. I mean, what's his end game? Just to say, okay, we're here, so we're letting you know that it's been quiet, but don't ever think that you can be complacent. Because you can't be. It could get messy in a second. I think that might be his motive for doing that. To say, we're not dormant. It's like a volcano. We're ready to go in a moment's notice. If we have to open up, we will open it up. Definitely. Coming up around the bend, we're going to end with a bang with a mic drop that might surprise you, or maybe it won't surprise you. When it comes to technology, there are a lot of interest. I think there's a lot
ever
of amazing.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Fly that drone over the park? Do you fly the drone over your neighbor's backyard because the dog is constantly barking and you want to get a few video shots of the dog to prove it? I know somebody that actually did that. Drones are going to be one of the top gifts of 2022, and it's not a surprise because of what you can do with drones. And it's amazing that they've got waterproof drones. Of course, that's like almost $2,500. They have professional drones that are equipped with incredible cameras that can do amazing things. They have the basic drones that cost you maybe $150, $160. They have the quadcopter remote. You know, I was looking up the prices and looking up the best drones. And of course, it depends on what you want to do with the drone. But, wow, there are so many. They have, it tells you how much flight time they have, the range they have, the kind of quality video that you'll get, what the camera's like. And I will tell you that I have two drones. One, well, first of all, the two drones was almost by accident because my nephew came to visit and loved flying the drone. He liked chasing the dog with the drone, living near a big park, and it was fun. A couple of times it got stuck in the tree, and he just, you know, went up the tree and grabbed it, and it just was a fun thing that we did. And then somebody came to visit, they were using the drone, and the drone crashed into a big roof, and it was gone forever. So my family got us a drone, not the $2,500 drone, by the way, got us a drone as a like Christmas present for taking the nephew. And the person who crashed the drone on a roof, sent us a drone. And, like, they came at the same time. It was like, okay, Amazon delivery, drone number one. Amazon delivery, drone number two. And I'm fascinated by drones. Look, even what we saw, which is sad, but in Ukraine, the kamikaze Iranian drones that killed people, that were huge drones, that, you know, smashed into key arteries in Ukraine a couple of weeks ago and cut the power in a few areas. So the power and what drones are capable of, weather drones, drones for looking at athletic fields. I mean, there's the aerial view, I guess, is the, to me, is the key thing, having the aerial view. But I just want to ask you this. If you were in a big city and you had to hear, what's that noise again? That buzzing noise constantly over your head. And when you looked up, you saw nothing but ads on these drones in your sky. Would that not ruin everything? Yeah, there's the mic drop. That's what they're going to see. Boom. A swarm of 500 drones actually filled the sky in New York City the other day. It was an ad for the mobile game Candy Crush. And now what's becoming popular is drone events. And they fill up skies with the ads, the whatever. And they did that in lower Manhattan. So those drones took off from New Jersey, and they were in the air for about 10 minutes, and you could see them all over the place. And they've done it before. In June, there was a drone swarm promoted by the NBA. They flew over the Hudson River. Now, New York City's navigation law, that's what they call it, bans drone flights. So they have to be in the borders of New Jersey somehow. And the senator who represents, the state senator who represents the west side of Manhattan, called the event offensive to New Yorkers. And he said, I think it's outrageous to be spoiling our city's skyline for private profit. And I think more people are going to try to do it. They'll, frankly, and say, okay, I'll suffer the consequences unless they make it where it's illegal and you're going to get smashed with a fine. And, you know, we've had drone problems before with what people have done with drones, but I think they're kind of cool. But I do not want that buzzing sound. I would not want that buzzing sound around me while there was all kinds of ads that were rotating around my neighborhood. Because, you know, you could do that. You could just like they're doing, you could just bombard people with the message over and over again. And I wonder how many people would find it annoying rather than it's helping your product. I'm going to say that some people at first would run out, find out what it was, and think it might be pretty cool, but then they would think better of it and they'd had enough of it. Anybody. Younger, older, whatever, because you could theoretically sell space in the sky, right? Who's in charge of the sky, right? Do I own the sky? Do I own the sky? These are questions to ponder. Do I own the sky over my house? Can I say right there in front of my house, behind my house, I do not want these advertising drones to go by constantly? I mean, these are the kind of things that lawyers are probably thinking about and licking their lips knowing, more problems with drones. I love it. Can you imagine some of the money we can make legally with the crazy lawsuits? That's what I'm thinking. But that's probably who would enjoy it. Perhaps the most. All right, just a few minutes left here. Speaking of drones and weather, are we through with hurricanes? We are not through with hurricanes just yet. It is November, and, you know, technically it's June through November when you see these cycles that come up. And there is warnings about, I actually have a friend in Belize who had to be put into a different resort from the resort they were in because the Hurricane Lisa made landfall in Belize. What a time to pick to go to Belize for a honeymoon, but that's where my pal Jamal was, is, and going through that. See, I say this all the time. You'd be surprised how many Americans take breaks and they can get great, you know, cheap accommodations and flights and everything else. And then there's this tropical, so that's a tropical forecast, you know, now at this point. We started with Alex, Bonnie, Colin. They were the first tropical storms of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. And, you know, then we saw what's happened and unfolded since then throughout this the whole time. And knock on wood, as of now anyway, we're okay. But I say we're okay. The rest of the country is dealing with tornadoes. And tornadoes in Dallas, and, you know, since I lived in Dallas and near Alabama, the tornado count from Saturday's storm was up to 9 in South Alabama. And now this severe storm threat includes tornadoes, damaging winds, and hail. And it's in the, a lot of people listening to us in this area, Dallas, Shreveport, Louisiana would be in the zone of this possible weather, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and the hail can be awful. And then on the East Coast, you're going to be melting because all of a sudden it's been a little bit cooler, but now you've got these hot, hot temperatures coming your way. Mother Nature is always sure to serve up a wicked curveball or two. And I think even though you know tornadoes are possibilities, when you hear that it's the threat of it, right, and what it can ultimately bring to your area, and if you've ever seen a tornado, ooh, nasty, nasty stuff. The rain would be good, small amounts of rain, but the unexpected tornadoes that could pop up, not good, my friend. So be careful out there. Thanks so much to Alex K for his fine work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can hit me up 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.